Below Par Radio Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. I received a text message saying, do you know where my keys are? So I wrote back, sorry, I don't, and just wrote, I love you. And of course, she's read the messages, sorry, I don't love you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, g'day. Welcome to your Wednesday night, or shouldn't I say Wacky Wednesday?
Oh, always a bit of a crazy one, isn't it, Tom? Like on this show, Wednesday, we just seem to get a little bit silly.
It's not hump day for us, it's Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, I'm going to
You know what's wacky about
Facebook.
This?
That's not wacky.
You know what's wacky about this Wednesday indeed, Ollie?
What?
I mean, most shows are off. I mean, they're being lazy, to be honest.
Yeah,
most
working.
Shows
we're
being...
We're working.
We're working. I mean, we just came back from a holiday, and we don't do holidays.
Let me guess. It's Independence Day?
Oh, it is Independence Day. Yeah, the 4th of July.
You
no, but what
that.
I was going to say is I've been parking in the on-air talent parking spot because no other shows are here.
You absolute wanker.
Yeah.
You
Those spots
there.
Reserved for Mick Malloy. Not when he's away. I'll park my car there, thank you very much. On-air talent.
Well, you got a new Subaru, so you may as well get it in a nice parking spot.
And thank you to the team at Subaru for giving me a
Could you be more of a wanker in the first minute of the show? That's a record.
I don't know. Very soon, we're going to get somebody on the phone who has stuffed up their 15 minutes of fame in Millionaire Hot Seat. And it's hilarious.
It's a friend of ours, Tom. It's pretty funny. But up next, I have organised a party planner to come on board the show and help us plan our end-of-year cryptocurrency party.
Oh, that's right. We've invested some money into cryptocurrencies, and at the end of the year, with the money that's remaining, or the money that we've gained, we're going to have a massive party where you're invited.
Don't sound so cynical, Tom. This cash could balloon to millions.
Well, we've already lost $500 since we last checked
in. Okay, let's check in with our new total after this, and we'll speak to Party Planner Tess, who I've invested in her. I think she's going to be great.
All right.
We'll hear what she's got to say about what can be achieved with the money.
Stick around. So much more fun to come. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Wacky Wednesday.
The number one development show. Any more? Nah, we'll leave it at that. Yeah, cheers. Here's Jimmy Barnes.
Sorry.
I think now it's time to check in with our cryptocurrency end of year party.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
Yes, Tom! It's going to be huge. God, we're excited. I mean, it's the middle of the year.
And it's been a while since we've checked in with our cryptocurrencies,
hasn't
it?
Look, of course, it is thanks to Coinspot. We did say just outwardly to the world, to the universe, we said we'd love to host a party. Coinspot gave us $2,500.
Jeez.
And that's been invested into cryptocurrency. Now, obviously, we're all aware that we want that money to grow because if it shrinks, that's a pretty shitty party.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a packet of crisps and maybe a fun-sized Mars bar or something in a goon sack.
Per person.
Last time we checked in, Ollie, it was on the 12th of June. The total was at $2,040.
And 18 cents, which is a big reduction. That's actually losing 20% of your money.
Yeah.
So, not good so far. Where are we at? We have got plans to check in with a party planner. But let's just check in as to where the cash is at
now. I've logged into our CoinSpot. I'm in the dashboard. Ollie, I can say that our total is now at $2,799.
Oh, my gosh. We've made $300.
We've made
$200 and something.
Yeah, well, and $800 since last time, pretty much.
Yeah, but that was a loss. So you can't be, like, pumped about getting back from a loss.
Sure. Well, we've got around about $2,800 right now to play with.
It's not bad. But when you want to have a party with people across the nation, as we are a national show, that might go a certain way, but I'm not sure how far exactly. So I thought we should invest. And I've gone ahead, Tom, and booked in a party planner.
Oh, okay.
I've actually gone and found one of the most, I guess, successful party planners I could find on the net.
Wow, okay.
I searched Party Planner Australia, and I found Party Planner Tess. Good evening, Tess.
Hello, darlings. Look, it's a very inconvenient time. Please be quick.
Oh, sorry. Where are you in the world right now?
Sorry, I'm in London. I'm in Shoreditch, and it's noisy. Sorry, didn't mean to swear. Sorry.
All right, let's just keep the swearing down.
What? Test. Yes, what?
Well,
yes.
You might have just heard then that we've got $2,800 to invest to have a party for our listeners. Can you give us a ballpark as to what that can achieve?
What are you talking about? I thought you said this was going to be a part. What? Look, we can probably have an afternoon tea at maybe Gloria Jean's, maybe. I don't, what?
Really? Is that, no, we
you, you like might to... be able to get some cream on top of it. Look, if you want caramel double dip, you're going to have to charge more. I'm sorry.
Really?
Well, Tess, we're a Triple are M, it's a mail station. We'd like to have some beers, hopefully.
I hope you like 4X, darling, because we're going to get 2 cans for that.
Well, our Brisbane viewers probably don't mind 4X, are you suggesting
that's
that
fine, but any kind of homebrew situation is going to be totally off the charts, darling.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Are you saying that $2,800 isn't enough?
Of course it's not enough, darling. All you can get maybe is a couple of Jack's crackers and some cheddar cheese. We've got I'm very busy. I'm just coming off the wedding here, darling, so I'm not quite sure if you really
knew
what
you
were getting into.
I am paying you, though, Tess, so I don't want to be fobbed off.
You're paying Tess?
Yeah, well, I've invested in Tess.
Oh,
I've got
God.
So, Tess, I am paying you, so you can't fob us off for a different client. I mean, you've got to give us the respect we deserve.
All right, darlings. Well, look. How much have you got?
$2,800.
And it's in what is it, in crypto crackers? What are we talking about?
It's in cryptocurrency. It's in Dash, Zilliqa, Neo, and Gas.
Okay, that's the coins.
Well, look,
though.
You know me, darling. I'm international, so I'll get.
Oh, we've lost
paid
it.
Whatever you've got, quite frankly. But look, I might be able to get some nice little canapes and maybe some sushi.
Okay, you need to crunch some numbers
and
for
maybe
us,
I can get a clown. Are you into having clowns? I don't know if that's.
Well, look, end of your party. I don't know about clowns. It's not really.
I mean, how much more do we need?
It's not enough.
What would be helpful?
Look, you'd actually probably need at least another 20,000, darling, if you want to do anything significant represent your brand.
Well, we're going to.
It's about the brand, darling.
We can try and lift our price, but also you need to reconcile your expectations a bit, Tess, because we haven't got that kind of money. So you have a crunch of numbers. Listen to me.
Listen to me. Look, he's an alcoholic, so that's really going to send him into a spiral, is all I'm saying.
Okay, look, I am paying you, Tess. So you go crunch some numbers. What can we get?
Well, I haven't got any cryptocurrency yet, darling, so all right.
Okay, all right. Well, the money's coming, mate, so don't get too lippy. Right. Thank you for joining us.
You start selling that lemonade, darling.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Thank you, Tess.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Okay, thanks. Yep.
What investment, Tom?
Was it?
Tess? I think, you know, she's lippy, but I think she'll find the good.
All right, well, let's try and scrounge some money by next week then. How about that?
Just find more cash?
Yeah, just find more cash. And just by the way, since we've been on the phone, extra $6.
Oh, that's a 4X?
Yeah, totally. You and Tom and Ollie.
Tom, over the weekend, I caught up with a mate of ours, Jade, who we used to work with at the pub. We were
You used to pour beers with her.
Yeah, we poured beers with lovely Jade.
And jeez, she was fun.
She's a good girl. Oh. She's good fun. And she told me an absolute cracking story and, in fact, played me quite a funny video of when she was recently on Hot Seat with Big Ed, Eddie McGuire, good mate of ours. And she entirely stuffed up her moment.
What, her 15 minutes of fame?
Well, I mean, she wasn't the main person in the show. She was the friend, like I was for you on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, true.
Which is we'll little known fact about us. Look, this is about Jade right now. I want you to hear what happened with Jade. In fact, let's get her on the phone now and she can live it out with us. Good evening, Jade.
Hi, guys.
You were pretty reluctant to come on the show and talk about this, weren't you?
Oh, I'm one of those awkward people that someone would go, happy birthday, and I go, thanks, you too.
well, this is what happened. This is exactly what happened with you and Eddie. I feel like you must have been flustered because let's have a listen as you do a very similar awkward faux pas in your response to Eddie. Let's have a listen.
Katie Portman's from Carlton, Northern Victoria. Jade is her friend. Hi, Jade.
Hey, good.
Welcome to the show.
So, Jade, what happened? What happened there exactly?
Well, I'd gone out the night before, so I was pretty hungover.
Classic Jade.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, all I need to do, I'm just the mate in the audience, I've just got to clap and that's it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, some lady starts putting a speaker on me and I'm thinking, this is pretty high tech, what's going on here? She goes, well, just in case Eddie wants to talk to you. I start freaking out, thinking, why does Eddie want to talk to me? So I'm analysing everyone in my row, thinking, okay, what are they saying? What's Eddie saying? It's all small talk, just... Hi, how are you? Good. Yeah. That's nice.
Pretty friendly stuff.
Hi, how are you? Good. It's not usually hi, good, is it?
I mean, no.
Hi, can we just hear it again, Tom?
Hi, good.
So when Eddie spoke to you, what went through your mind?
Oh, well, I thought he was going to ask me how I was.
And so you prepared the answer.
Yes, good. And instead it just came out, hi, good. And I've never seen a clip on TV cut so quickly to the next photo.
Let's play it again.
Yeah. Katie Foreman's from Carlton, Northern Victoria. Jade is her friend. Hi, Jade.
Hey, good.
Welcome to the show.
And I've just actually, I've actually lengthened this out, Ollie.
Jade is her friend. Hi, Jade.
Hey, good.
In case anyone missed it, Jade, and we can give the audio to you if you want to play that to your friends as well.
Yeah, please, please.
But it's... Jade, you were telling me that you reckon that they tried to fade your microphone down. Once you said hi and then you were starting to go into the good, they tried to fade you down, but they just couldn't.
Well, they tried going to the next clip, like cutting back to Katie in the actual hot seat.
But it would have been a really harsh cut, wouldn't it?
You can see in the video my face just drop as soon as I've realised what I've done.
Yeah, well, it's that classic thing of ruining your 15 minutes of fame, isn't it, Jade?
Yeah.
So we thought tonight, why don't we get other people that have had their 15 minutes of fame, but they've stuffed it up. 133353, did you stuff up your 15 minutes of fame?
You had a moment, maybe on TV, maybe on radio. You know, who knows? Wherever it was. Sorry, is this one more time?
Sorry, yeah.
Hey, good.
All right, Jade, you have a good night, yeah?
Thanks.
Good. Mate.
Thanks. Good.
I could. Thanks. Good. Bye.
133353. Did you stuff up your 15 minutes of fame? You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Cool for Cats. UK Squeeze. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Oh, can you please jump on that phone? 133353. Did you stuff up your 15 minutes of fame? Oh. I mean, last night the phones were broken, Ollie, weren't they? We figured out that we were only getting calls from Melbourne across the country.
Yeah.
But tonight the phones should be fixed. So do we need to do another test of the phones?
No,
or what's going on here?
We don't need. I mean, 133353, the phones should be fixed. The question is, did you stuff up your 15 minutes of fame? Did you get a crack at something? Did you get a limelight moment? Maybe it was even like a primary school performance.
Yeah, well, your friend Jade, or our friend Jade, I should say, went on Millionaire Hot Seat, and when she was asked a question by Annie McGuire, she stuffed up her high.
Katie Foreman's from Carlton, Northern Victoria. Jade is her friend. Hi, Jade.
Hey, good.
Welcome to the show.
Didn't ask how you were, Jade. You just said hi, and that is a shame for Jade. I can relate, though, Tom, having also been on a game show with you, and I was also... I was in Jade's situation as the friend, as you were the big dog on Deal or No Deal.
That's right. We were on Deal or No Deal. You were my friend. And
I was playing the role of your friend.
I'm trying to get the audio for us, but I found the clip and we've just rewatched the part where Andrew O'Keefe reintroduces you and he goes, Ollie's up there. And he, hey, Ollie, I hear you're a jack of all trades. And all you simply do is shake your head.
Well,
like it's a flummox question. Like,
yeah, look, I was
a weird question.
I was 21. It is a weird question. If I said to you, Tom, I hear you're a jack of all trades,
I'd go, oh, well, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I've probably can be.
What about me is a jack of all trades? What is he? What was Andrew O'Keefe saying to me? What was he implying?
Mate, the only information that he has is the information you put on your stupid form when you went and saw the producers.
What? So I go to uni and I'm doing a student radio show, like, oh, jack of all trades over here.
Well, that's a jack of all trades. 133353, maybe you're on radio, you're in the newspaper. What was your 15 minutes of fame and did you stuff it up?
Oh, I remember in Albury, when we used to work there, they had that the big race day, the Gold Cup in Albury.
Oh, yeah,
and there's a printout of the hottest 100 people who could go and get their photo taken on the day. And the next day in the paper, everyone's photo was there and the printing had stuffed up so that the colour had shifted from the red of the lips and the white of the teeth, had moved white to the lips and red to the teeth. So everyone looked like they had a messed up face with like blood in their teeth and no one looked attractive.
Yeah, good on you. Well done, Border Mal. Some classic journalism.
Come on, Chris.
There. Damien, on 133353, what were you doing? What was your 15 minutes of fame?
Well, when you say 15 minutes of fame, it was 15 minutes of disaster.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect. What happened?
Hubba Bubba, the bubble gum. You remember that?
I know Hubba Bubba. It's
yummy.
Brilliant.
Tastes great for about 30 seconds.
The grape one was the best.
Yeah, or any flavour is good flavour. But let's just say I was a master of blowing bubbles. And so there's a place called Birkenhead Point in Sydney, near the city.
Yeah.
And Mike Willacy was had a TV show on Channel 7.
Who Willacy. Does wins?
Oh, no, about 30 years ago I'm talking
Mike
about
Whitney.
Here.
Oh, that was Mike Whitney,
different person.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
But they had a Hubba Bubba blowing contest on TV.
Brilliant.
So, sweet, I go down, and it's my turn, and I chew it all up and go for my big bubble, and goes about 2 centimetres and bursts in my lip.
One of your worst bubbles ever.
It was the worst ever.
Well, and you got one shot.
and you had one shot, mate, and there was my 15 minutes gone.
Damien, do you relive this moment over and over in your head?
Every time I have chewing gum.
Yeah. Which is every day, because he loves his hubba bubba. Every flavour. They're all good.
Yeah, no, the grape one's the best.
Yeah. Mm. Sure. Krista, on 13353, what was your moment of fame that you stuffed up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Krista.
Hi. It's great to be talking to you again. So a while back when Mission Impossible 2 was filmed here in Sydney, you might remember that. It might have been before your time.
No, I'm Tom loves Tom Cruise. Yeah,
it was a big deal. It was massive.
It was massive. It was, it was like nearly 20 years ago now. And so a lot of the scenes that, I did a favour for a friend of mine and I was an extra on the movie. So
oh, cool.
The whole shoot was about 2 weeks and the majority of the time we were just in sludge and just filming around Randwick Racecourse. And there was this one particular scene where one of the assistant ADs, because he had many. Came up to me and said, you know, would you like to be in a scene with Tom? There's no dialogue, but you'll be sort of featured. And I said, yes, that's fine, no worries.
Yes, please.
So she came down and she was adjusting my makeup and we were blocking the scene and Tom's stand-in was working with, oh my God, that guy looks so much like Tom. It was unbelievable, by the way, just as a side thought.
Sure.
And so we were doing all that and then somebody told me that the director was up in the tower, which is like right on the course. So I was looking up in that direction, seeing, you know, if there was any movement, I just didn't know what we were going to do next.
All right, too long, Christy. I'm so sorry for that. Trudy,
I think she stuffed up her 15 minutes of fame. I think that was a big stuff.
That was a meta performance.
And Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We're talking about stuffing up your 15 minutes of fame when we found this audio of our mate Jade on Millionaire Hot Seat stuffing up her hello to Eddie Maguire.
Oh, damn it. Hang on.
Oh, speaking of stuff ups, yeah, Bainbridge, number one.
I did that on purpose.
Katie Portman's from Carlton, Northern Victoria. Jade is her friend. Hi, Jade.
Hey, good.
Welcome to the show.
Too much fun.
Hi, poor Jade. Had one word to say and said two, and it just didn't work.
Trudy, you stuffed up a radio contest. Is that right?
I did, yes.
Trudy, you'd be the only one in the world, I reckon.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I rang up for $1,000 minute.
Nice.
The cash prize was to spend $1,000 at Harvey Norman.
Brilliant. With every single radio competition is from Harvey Norman. Thanks for those guys for keeping the radio industry alive.
So they asked me what I'd spend the money on, and I told them I'd probably get my hair done.
How expensive is your haircut? Pretty expensive.
Well, I think I panicked because I actually got on the radio.
Yeah, and they don't do haircuts. What a shame.
I know, right? But didn't win.
That's good. Probably a good thing. Because he'd go to Harvey Norman and say, can I have a haircut? And that wouldn't work out.
Ollie, I've found the audio of our Deal or No Deal experience. That's right. We're on Deal or No Deal together.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the end of it, and then up next, I'm going to play the full thing. I mean, what does it take for Ollie to say this?
Great fun, nonetheless.
What are you talking about there on Deal or No Deal with Andrew O'Keefe?
I just said great fun, nonetheless.
Great fun, nonetheless.
No, you said great fun, nonetheless. So that's
He's
weird.
An imposing man, Andrew O'Keefe.
I'll play that audio for you up next.
Are you going to play you stuffing up as well? Or
no, I was perfect throughout the whole episode. That's why I was the star, and I won the 35 grand.
35 grand.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't give you a cent, did you? New music, Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's new rock and roll, Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. If you do want to have a say about the music that we play as well, you can head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M Club member. We'll jump in the pondering pond very soon for Deep Thought of the Week. Yep. But Ollie, we're talking about stuffing up our 15 minutes of fame. And look, early days of our friendship, I scored an invite to Deal or No Deal. And therefore invited my friend Oliver along out of the kindness of my heart.
Well, that's not true. We applied together.
Yeah, but I don't know if you know this story, but they wanted me and my family. And my family couldn't come because they were on holiday. So I said, can I bring my mate Ollie along? And they went, yeah, sure. Yeah, he can come along.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. that I was just second best.
Now, when you're on these shows, you write down things on a list and so, and you don't really know what makes the edit as well at the end of the day. But yeah. I've managed to grab the audio of the episode, and it's the audio of Andrew O'Keefe welcoming you, saying hello to my friend Ollie up on the podium there. You had your little briefcase.
Yeah, yeah.
And I reckon that you stuffed this up.
Look, it's a tad awkward.
Take note of the
silence. No one preps you. No one preps you.
They prep me.
Well, great, because you were the main guy. The friend doesn't get prepped. I'm like poor Jade saying, hi, good.
Just have a keen ear out for when Andrew asks Ollie a question and Ollie doesn't respond at all. Take a listen.
You got your mate Ollie with you on Briefcase 5. G'day, Ollie. How are you? Now, Ollie, I hear you're a bit of a jack of all trades, but I also heard that you rode your motorbike through India a couple of years ago.
Yeah, actually, last year. It wasn't actually mine. We hired it, but it was scooter, technically, so not quite as cool, but yeah, it was great fun nonetheless.
It was great fun nonetheless.
Great fun nonetheless.
It wasn't a motorbike. It was a scooter, hired it for a day. Why can't you just lie?
I'm sorry, truth bombs, okay? Well, Andy can't handle hearing the truth.
No.
I hired a scooter. He shouldn't imply that I did some great thing on TV, because I'm going to say... Well, it's not true.
Well, excuse me. We do that all the time on this show. We ask people to ham up the story.
Yeah, you couldn't even do that. I was 20. And no one preps you at the time to say, hey, just like go along, make it sound really good. They just go, here's a mic.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't need to be able to prep you to be able to speak properly.
Great fun, nonetheless. Have you heard
back and answer music these days? You're still getting paid to speak and half the time you can't do it.
Whatever, mate.
Tom, let's go deep thought of the week, I reckon, up next.
Oh, awesome. So we're going to jump in the pondering pond?
Let's do it.
All right. I've got heaps prepared. I won't jump on Reddit right now into shower thoughts and just get myself sorted.
Oh, well, it should be great fun nonetheless.
Great fun nonetheless.
You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Come As You Are, Nirvana. Before that, we had some Hootie Gurus. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Have you died and come back to life? Jeez, there's an amazing story out of South Africa that I need to share with you. But it is, of course, a wacky Wednesday. And on Wednesday, we like to jump into the pondering pond. We like to chill out a bit for this.
Deep thought of the week.
Oh, that's Belle's voice.
Oh. This is, of course, Tom's favourite time to, one, clear his throat, but to, two, not speak for large slabs of time.
Actually, I'm feeling, like, really zen right now.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, fill in stand-in producer work experience Eli. Do you reckon you could grab me one of those kombuchas? I feel like this would be a really good time for kombucha.
I'll get a water, please.
You can't ask for water.
Why?
It's kombucha only in the pondering pond.
The new rule.
Hey, give us a call, 133353, if you've got a deep thought that you need to get out, that you need to broadcast, that you need to get off your chest, and join us, naked, in the pondering pond.
I'm naked. Pretty tanned after Thailand, as you can see, Tom.
Yeah, raspberry lemonade, thanks. It's a good kombucha
flavour. I was just talking to you then.
What?
I'm pretty tanned after Thailand.
I can see that. There's still a few tan lines, though.
Yeah, I wasn't naked the whole time, like you. Thirsty piggies.
Oh, here it is. Listen to this.
Oh, this ready? What are you doing, ads now?
Oh, God. Oh!
That backfired over the desk. Just a bit of... sticky kombucha.
I bet your work experience.
Can you
producer Eli bloody did that on purpose. He shook it up.
It's almost been 2 minutes now. You haven't said one deep thought.
Hey, just chill, man. It's a wacky Wednesday. Ollie, if it wasn't for smokers, it would have been many years until we could have charged our phones in cars.
Deep thought of the week.
Do you reckon that's true?
I don't know. I'm just getting it off Reddit.
Here's one for you, Tom.
Hannah, let's go to Joel. Hey, Joel.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome to the Pondering Pond, Joel.
Good to be naked, Joel.
You naked?
Always.
Mm. Well, wow, that's a lot. Even at work.
What's your deep thought, buddy?
I want to know where the name apartments came from. I think they should be called togetherments.
Yep. Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
You've been listening to the podcast then, Joel. Good on you.
Thank you.
Why? Because it's been said.
Yeah.
Why would he hear it and then come on the radio live and say it again?
Pranks.
You pranked us. Good jolt. Go and take a towel, mate. Dry off.
Will do.
Bye.
Do you normally sit naked in pools and then say bye to people like that? I did say I had one, Tom. The Japanese flag, bit of a World Cup theme one here.
Okay.
Japanese flag could easily be a pie chart representing how much of Japan is Japan.
Deep thought of the week.
Yeah, no, not mine.
None of these are. Hey, if oil is made from decomposed dinosaurs and plastic is made from oil...
Is that true? Can we fact check these deep thoughts?
Well, oil is carbon, isn't it? It's broken down carbon. And the dinosaurs were made...
Everything is carbon.
Yeah, correct.
Everything's carbon.
Yeah, so if the dinosaurs were going back into the earth, so they were oil, right?
Okay, let's assume dinosaurs are oil. Okay. Go on.
If oil is made from decomposed dinosaurs and plastic is made from oil, plastic dinosaurs are made from real dinosaurs.
Deep thought of the week.
That's very good, Tom.
Thanks.
Well done.
It's from Reddit.
Yeah, what a shame.
That's right. Hey, 133353, do you have a deep thought of the week?
Get naked here with us.
In the Pondering Pond.
Tom and Ollie.
133353. Ice House now. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. It's Great Southern Land. Ice House. Classic track here on a Wacky Wednesday with Tom and Ollie. On Triple M, if you've died and come back to life, we're going to hear from you very, very soon.
That's a deep thought in itself, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, isn't it?
Deep thought of the week.
It's pretty simple. Have you got something that perplexes your brain? 133353 if you do. We'd love to hear from you.
I think that once we mentioned get nude with us, the phone's lit up.
Yeah.
People are just keen to get nude, which is tradition in the pond.
That's true.
On Facebook, before we go
loitering.
Before we go to the calls, Steve has said on Facebook, from my son, what happens if you hire two private detectives to follow each other? Pretty good for his son.
Sorry, just took a sip of kombucha in that one.
Yeah.
And it was great, though.
Deep thought of the week.
Unless his son is like, 30 years old. Not that Peter, on 133353. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to be in the nud?
Yeah, always.
Freeing, isn't it?
What's your deep thought?
I'm always ponder, why do they call it a near miss when you actually nearly get hit?
Yeah, near hit.
Deep thought of the week.
Awesome. One protein ball for you.
Just the one.
Yeah. Steve.
Cutbacks.
How you going?
Welcome.
Very good, Steve. You feeling zen?
I'm trying.
Well, try harder.
Oh, I will.
Okay. What's your deep thought?
I've always wondered why when you breathe out, like saying who, it's cold air, but when you breathe out saying ha, it's hot air.
Because there's...
Are you sure you've... So you can't work that out, Steve?
Who? Ha. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why that happens.
It is weird that it happens, but it's also, to me, it makes sense that the ha comes from your chest.
Yeah.
And the who is just blowing the air from your mouth.
And around your mouth.
And around your mouth.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But deep thought of the week.
I'm sorry to answer it so patronisingly, but I just... Yeah, one protein ball.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. Have fun. Get
what
dressed.
Shame.
Get dressed and leave. Ray.
Get dressed and leave. Is that what you say to the guys?
Hey, Ray.
Get dressed and leave.
Good evening, boys. How are we? First time, long time.
Oh, thank you. Well, welcome to the Pondering Pond. What a great time to be alive.
Ray, you big ray of sunshine. What a pleasure to have you. What's your deep thought?
Thank you very much. My deep thought is, why can't steamrollers roll steam?
It's a gas.
Deep thought of the week.
Surely they're called steam rollers because they're powered by steam.
Steam.
No, they're called steam rollers because they roll steam.
Do they roll?
But they can't. They have a diesel motor, not a steam motor.
Play the sound. Play the sound.
I just thought played it. Yeah, I won't play it again for that.
Yeah.
No, but we don't judge.
I liked that from Ray. That made me think.
Same.
Rodney.
Yeah, g'day.
You're not rude, are you?
No, not this time.
He'd
love hearing that every day.
Although get naked.
Oh, I love doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, you are rude.
Sicko.
Anyway.
What a thirsty piggy.
Prune juice.
Yep. Heard of it.
What'd you call me?
Why is it called prune juice when it comes from a plum?
Oh.
Deep thought of the week.
Cool.
Is that true?
Yeah, a prune is a dried plum. And you can't get any juice. Yeah.
Oh.
Is it?
You can't get any juice from a prune because it's already dried.
Dried plum. Oh. Could have called it plum juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No comment from me.
Neither.
Big no comment.
All right, you can have 3 protein balls and a kombucha.
Cheers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not. Made up.
Well, it's still nice though. Even though it's made up, it's still like, oh, well, thanks.
I've got a kombucha here.
Yeah, which you spilled on the desk. Made a big mess.
All right, keep them coming through. This is too much fun. 133353.
Is it? No, it is. Keep them coming through. 133353.
Oh, I'll do this.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, what a wacky Wednesday. Having a lot of fun, Tom. I want to say our mate Jono, Big John.
Oh, I love Big John.
Who was in our comedy show with us, and he's been around the traps for ages. He's got a gripe. He's got issues with you and me.
What?
Because of the gym that we told him to go to. He's joined our gym.
Sorry, I know what he's going to be saying, and I told him straight off that you only join the gym for the pool. Our gym.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I told him he'd get looked at, and that's just thirsty guys, and that happens. No, he said in the last 2 weeks, while we're away, he had 3 separate awkward incidents at the gym, and he's going to raise them with us, and I think with you, because you're the one who convinced him to join.
Oh, okay.
Deep thought of the week.
Still doing this?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the pondering pond, Ollie. Jeez, this feels good, doesn't it? Feels relaxing on this wacky Wednesday. Hey, Bryce, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Good, mate. You sound very relaxed.
I am.
Shouldn't say feel relaxed.
How
it's
good,
weird.
Guys, just quickly, Bryce, is that temperature in a pool where it's just perfect, where your body couldn't ask for anything colder or warmer? And that's what this is, I reckon.
Deep thought of the week.
Wow, thank you.
Go for it, Bryce.
So if your shirt isn't tucked into your pant, are your pants then tucked into your shirt?
Deep thought of the week.
That's all we needed. Thank you very much, Bryce.
I would say yes.
Yeah, totally. Hey, we got time for a few more. So 133353. If you want to join us in the pondering pond for deep thought of the week, then give us a call.
Tuck in your shirt.
It's as simple as that.
Socks
deep
up.
Deep thought of the week.
Top button done up. Comb your hair.
Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Who can it be now? Men at Work. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're going to get Nadia Bocchetti on after 9 o'clock. Sex enthusiast to talk about some high tech. Toys, I'll just say. Just toys for before 9 o'clock, I might say that.
Technological developments in the toy world,
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M for this wacky Wednesday. And join us now. Open those brains.
Deep thought of the week.
Open your mind, bro, for deep thought of the week on this 4th of July, Independence Day.
Oh, how is that going with you and your boyfriend? He's American. Is he loving today? Is he shooting his gun in the air?
He's at home doing some type of craft. I'll find out what that is and reveal to you later on.
Some craft.
Yeah, I think he's making something.
Independence Day themed craft? Making a flag?
I think so, maybe. Like, he said that he's doing something that he used to do as a kid. Just kind of.
Some papier mache?
Maybe.
Isn't he cute?
He is cute.
Last chance here, Tom. This is almost done, yeah? This is the last one.
Definitely.
Right, let's get this. I can't.
Dragging this one on.
Ross, deep thought of the week, mate. What do you got?
What have I got?
Yeah. What do you got? That's what I said.
I've got why are stars in the sky called stars when they're dots or little circles?
Deep
thought of the week.
Yeah. It's fair. Why aren't they called specks?
Well, they're not specks, are they? They're stars. Well, they could be called specks.
You call them stars, but you're saying they shouldn't be.
You're saying they could be called stars.
Get your story straight.
Yeah. No, well, they're called stars, but they're not stars.
Yeah.
Stars are pointy.
Nah, you're a fraud. Off you go. Bye-bye.
You still have a protein ball.
Get out of here. No, just get out.
No towel.
No towel.
You can drip dry.
You can hobble away nude. Cindy, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks, boys. How are you?
You can whatever you want, Cindy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, welcome to the Wandering Pond.
So, my deep thought of the week is when you're thinking about what day, I was having this discussion with a friend of mine, and we wondered what day of the week would have been the first of the first zero, year zero.
Oh, yeah.
And upon more deeper thought, the word zero wasn't actually recognized as a number until 500 and something AD, so it wasn't even invented.
Really?
This is good. Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Yeah, you've done really well, Cindy. You've also followed on from a man that wanted to call stars dots.
And then backtracked and said, well, they call stars. But Cindy, you're also taking a fairly narrow Western view of the world when you say that the first of the first. I mean, that was just when, you know, Jesus, in inverted commas, was around. There was obviously time before that.
Of course, which was a part of a much broader conversation. Mm-hmm. But this part of it just really blew my mind that zero wasn't even invented when zero was backdated then.
Did you guys get really hungry after talking about this?
Wacky Wednesday, indeed.
No comment.
Wacky Wednesday. God, good on you, Cindy.
Michael.
And it's in some states it's free.
You can have a robe and some slippers.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Mate, tough act to follow.
Mm.
All right, so my deep thought of the week is, why is it called a building if it's already been built?
Sorry. Eli, you ordered the calls, Eli, our producer, who's filling in. Did you really think that Michael, with his built building comment, was the best?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
One, we've had it at least three times.
Yeah, three or four times.
And two, it's nowhere near as good as the number zero wasn't invented until 500 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, there's still no answer to the question.
Well, it's just language, mate.
On you, Michael. Thanks for taking your time out of your
evening. Michael,
sorry
you had to hear that. Yeah. I did like it. It was good.
Yeah. Well done.
I thought it was
deep,
good.
Deep thought of the week.
Of course you thought it was good. You called up the national radio show to say it.
Nice.
Oh, that's done. Our mate Jono, Big John's on hold. Ready to go. He's got a gripe with this. He's angry. He wants to speak to us.
Oh, my God.
He's annoyed about the gym. He's had some bad experiences. He's going to share them up next. And knowing Big John, there could be a bit of humour involved.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's the Offspring with Pretty Fly for a White Guy, Triple M's number one development show here, Tom and Ollie. My job's on the line very soon in a game that we called How Triple M Are You? So if you're a big fan, you reckon you know the music, then we'll go head to head and you might be able to score my job.
In the meantime though, Tom, our mate Big John, you might recall John from, well, we had a comedy show that he was in. He was the Palmy King.
Two people came and saw that show. So.
That's not true. There was more than two. Oh, yeah. The Palmy King was the Nana Goon Palmer King, and I think he ate something like a kilo and a half of chicken and a kilo of chips, or half a kilo of chips, and was the king for a couple of weeks. He's a man of many talents, but he's actually got a gripe with you and I, Tom.
Really?
And he joins us now to explain why he's upset. Evening, John.
Evening, guys. How are you going?
Oh, hey, John. I haven't seen you in ages. I've been in Hawaii. How are you?
I'm so well. Good to have you guys back. How's the holiday?
Yeah, so good. I was going to call you up and see if you wanted to go to the gym today because you've joined our gym, haven't you?
Well, I went with John, Big John, to the
gym.
Did
you?
Yeah.
I have, boys, and I've got beef, unfortunately.
You got beef? I thought you had chicken in the Palmy King.
I'd had that too, and only it was 2 kilos, not 1.5. Yeah. But you've gone away and I've joined your gym, okay?
Yeah. So we can all work out together. We're gym bros.
It's a good gym.
Yeah, we certainly are. We're gym bros. However, I've had a few experiences. Three, in fact.
Three?
That haven't been...
Hang on, you've only been to the gym three times in 2 weeks. Come on, John.
Oh, I've been there way more than three times. But so I've been going to the gym now for about 2 weeks, your gym.
Yeah.
And first of all, I thought I'd have a bit of a sauna session after a big gym session.
We love a sauna.
Good stuff.
The sauna.
Absolutely. And I've gone in there into the sauna. And I've been in there, and there was this lady, like, in the best spot in the sauna. You know the best spot. Yeah. There, right next to the heater up top.
So good. Yeah.
And she's lying across there with her eyes closed. And I thought, okay, cool. She's, you know, just enjoying herself there.
Yeah,
I'll hop onto the other side, and I'm just there. Sort of, I've been there for about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, from the corner, I hear this massive snore from her. It's like she's drawing back the wood saw. And it puts me in this predicament where I'm like,
she's relaxing.
Do I have to save this woman's life or do I leave and be silent and then read about her in the newspaper?
Did you wake her up?
Well, I didn't want to actually go over there and freak her out by, like, you know, shaking her or something. Yeah. So, like, I started walking around the sauna, like, coughing really loudly, sitting down, opening and closing the door. Eventually she woke up. She didn't die, but, like... If I join a gym, I don't want to be freaking paramedic.
We don't run the gym, mate. It's not actually our fault. Yeah, we just go there. What is that? Is that your main goal?
Well, I had a good thing going on at my last gym, and I've had to move now because you guys convinced me.
Yeah.
I won't name names, but I was at the purple one that you can go to anytime you like.
The second experience.
I'll get them out.
A bit quicker would be good. Yeah.
God, so sorry. The second one was also in the sauna.
Yeah.
I was in there, and a guy who was also in the gym with me beforehand. Never spoken to him in my life. Yeah. He goes, "Hey, man, I've been watching you in the gym,
huh?
And basically, you're one of the hardest working guys in there, but." You gotta watch those calories, bro.
What?
And I was like,
what?
I was like, mate, you don't know what I eat.
Maybe here's the radio. He hears you eat half a kilo of chicken or two kilos.
He does. He didn't know my name. He didn't know who it was. And he's just like, man, look, I see you're working real hard, but it's not gonna do anything if you keep eating those calories. And I was like, you don't know me.
He's giving you advice, right, man. You should appreciate it.
Hey, Johnny, can you hold the third one? I want to chuck on one of your favorite tracks from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son. Can you hold your third?
Yeah, I can tell you now.
No, mate, you've taken too long to say the first sauna story.
Have you got time to hang around?
Sure, yeah.
No, the third one I'm keen to hear now.
Yeah, brilliant.
If they're building up.
It's good.
Okay, all right. More gym gripes from Big John after this. You with Tom and Ollie. On Triple M. Fortunate Son, Creedence, Clearwater, Revival, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're right in the middle of getting some gym gripes from Big John, our mate.
Well, he's a friend of ours. He's a regular appearer on the show as well. He was the Palmy King. Back in Albury, he used to call up our show regarding trucks. He's a trucking enthusiast.
He loves
the big rigs. But we won't get onto that right now because he's actually a bit irate about the gym that we made him join. Johnny, well, I mean,
guys,
do you want to say that the big rigs? You're a fan of the trucks, aren't you?
I was talking about my rig, the big rig.
I've
been going to the gym.
Well, you're welcome. We encourage you to join our gym, but you've already raised two issues. One, that there was a lady asleep in the sauna, hogging your favourite spot where you like to sweat it out.
Yeah. Another guy letting you know that you shouldn't be eating as many calories as you are, even though he doesn't know who you are.
Oh, that guy, what a dick.
And, Johnny, you're very polite normally, and you were telling me this story, and you were saying, I was trying to shut it down, and he just kept going, yeah, man, I used to be like you.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I told him, I was like, I have friends. I lied. I said, like, two of my best friends are personal trainers, which is an absolute lie. And I was like, they know more than you.
Look, I mean,
and he kept going.
We're quite personal, and we do like to train you. So, I mean, you're not half wrong there. John, what's your third gripe with this gym, mate?
My third gripe, it's less of a problem with the gym and more of a problem with something I did. I'm too embarrassed to show my face in the spa anymore.
What have you done in the spa, John? You didn't take a poo in there, did you?
No. It almost would have been better if I took a poo in there.
Oh, Big John, Palmy King, what's happened in the spa?
Okay, so I've had my gym session. I thought I'll have a spa, loosen up the muscles.
Yeah, good.
Jump in the spa, hit all three buttons, the bubbles, the shooty streams, whatever.
Yeah,
they're all on.
Yeah, sick. It's like a whirlpool in there.
Oh, yeah. And I'm there by myself, which is totally fine. I like to spread out. And I think, it's been about 10 minutes. I'm pretty done. I'd like to leave. But I don't know how to turn the jets off. And I don't want to just be really mean and terrible and walk straight out of the spa with the jets still on.
No, you just leave the jets on. You just leave the
spa. Well, yeah, I learned that the hard way, Tom.
Well, how'd you learn the hard way?
I've gotten up to leave and I thought, okay, well, no one's coming, so I'm not exactly sure how to turn this off, but this big red button might do it.
No, not the big red button.
So I've hit the big red button and...
What did it say?
It said emergency stop.
It said emergency stop, didn't it? You pressed emergency stop.
Yeah, and the alarm went off and, like, it wasn't like... an alarm on an oven. It wasn't like a timer alarm. It was like a nuke was about to hit the facility.
Yeah.
And there's like dudes in walkie-talkies going, get to the spa section. Someone's down. Someone's grabbing a defibrillator. And
so what was your reaction to that?
I was like, I stood up in the spa and I was waving my hands in the air.
As if to say, it's all good, it's all good.
No,
but
that's...
that only encourages them more because they thought they needed help.
Yeah, that's the symbol of drowning.
That is what you do to attract lifeguards.
Yeah, I know. It was so embarrassing. I got like this very teachery chat from like a 17-year-old lifeguard.
Yeah.
Well, Big John, good on you, mate.
I'm sorry, mate. Maybe go back to your fancy purple whenever you want to go there, Jim.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, I could go there any time.
Oh, and there's no spa for you to embarrass yourself either.
Thanks, Big John.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, we're going to get to a story from South Africa in regards to a lady coming back to life. And those coming back to life stories not far away.
In the worst place possible, by the way.
Oh, it's so scary. It's so scary. That's literally minutes away. But Ollie, night and day I've been doing the math to calculate where we wandered off track. But I know that this love was never easy.
What is that?
Ollie, that is the opening lyrics to the ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths. It's Let Me Down Easy. Of course, they're selling out shows around the country.
Around the world.
They are, and around the world. They are just amazing. I love them so much.
Yeah, just turn it up.
Listen to it. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. That's the ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths with Let Me Down Easy.
What's going on here, Tom? Because during that song, you were having a good chuckle to yourself, and you said you'd stuffed up.
I'm a massive fan of Gang of Youths.
Now, what happened before is when you quoted the lyrics. I'm going to have a guess here. And did you quote the wrong lyrics? Did you quote lyrics from a different song?
All right. Let me see if I can get this up. So I read the lyrics night and day. I've been doing the math to calculate where we wandered off track. But I know that this love was never easy.
Doesn't sound like the start of that song.
No, it wasn't the start of Let Me Down Easy by Gang of Youths. It was this. It was the start of Let Me Down Easy by Shepherd.
Oh, no. An equally successful Australian band, though, Tom. I mean, not quite as rocky, but...
Of course. Honey, it's no secret that with matters of the heart, unreserved, I'm irrational and rarely ever start.
Now, that rings a bell.
That rings a bell.
No, the Shepherd one's pretty good. What was that again?
Is it? It's night and day I've been doing the maths to calculate where we wandered off track, but I know that this love was never easy.
It does sound like the kind of thing that Dave Le Pepe from Gang of Youths would write.
I don't even know the song Let Me Down Easy by Shepherd.
No.
Do you?
No, I'm Triple M through and through, mate.
Yeah.
It's not rock and roll. No. Let's get into this, Tom, because you've been talking about it for a lot of the show. You've been building up to this crazy story of a dead, in inverted commas, dead woman who wakes up in a horrific place.
All right, 9news.com.au. Dead woman wakes up in a morgue. What? Could have built up the story more, but that's basically it. She had a road accident. The paramedics came. They went, yep, she's dead. She's like actually dead. And so they took her to the morgue. Oh. Within like 24 hours, a morgue worker was checking on the body. They just found out that they opened the fridge and she was breathing. And it's like, what the hell?
If you woke up in a morgue, you'd wish you were dead. You'd be like, I don't want to be alive here.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Finish it off.
I've got the Shepherd song, Let Me Down Easy.
Let me down easy.
Oh, yeah.
Before you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. Shut that down.
No,
play school?
Thank you. That's not what we want. But here's what I want. 133353. We don't want any Shepherd. I want to know, have you died and come back to life? Have you been declared dead before? Because this happens.
What if you just thought you were dead? I mean, because this story is surely crazy.
No.
What if you thought you died and you saw the light?
No, because there are stories, Ollie, of people like being declared dead, but they're not. They come back to life.
Yeah, like this story.
Correct, like this story.
I know there are stories, but it's a freak story, and I don't know how many calls we're going to get for that.
I reckon you'll be surprised. I reckon you'll be surprised about how many people have died and come back to life.
I'll also take if someone's seen the tunnel with the light and they've come back.
Okay, all right, fair enough. 133353, have you died and come back to life? This ain't no Shepherd. This is Aerosmith with Ragdoll. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just playing rock and roll, baby. Ragdoll, Aerosmith, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have a thing called Naughty After Nine, which is, you know, sometimes gets explicit. We'll have Nadia Bocchetti, sex enthusiast, talking about some high-tech toys
naughty toys after 9 o'clock. So make sure you stick around.
Night and day, I've been doing the math to calculate where we wandered off track. But I know that this love was never easy.
Okay, thanks, Shepherd. Cheers, mate. Jeez, I don't know what that was. Hey, have you died and come back to life?
I thought it'd be a long shot. I thought no one would call up, Tom. But it's a thing. Let's go straight to Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah. How you doing, mate?
Good, mate.
Good to be alive, isn't it?
Yeah, bloody oath it is.
What happened, Ted?
I'm 57 years of age.
Yeah.
I've got a heart condition.
Yeah.
And I've got a pacemaker defibrillator fitted.
Okay.
I suffer from tachycardia, cardiomyopathy. And last October, I dropped dead twice in my shed in 11 days.
Twice?
Twice, yeah.
Jeez. Get out of the shed.
Yeah, I should stay out of it, eh?
It's cursed.
And the device brought me back twice. And I can tell you one thing, mate, there ain't nothing on the other side.
So the device shocks you if it realises that your heart isn't working or if it realises...
Yeah, if it goes... What it does is my heart goes totally out of the rhythm. It can go up to 278 beats a minute.
Yeah, that's not good. Whoa. You don't want that.
Hang on, there's nothing on the other side. No Disneyland or anything?
Sorry?
Nothing fun over on the dead side? What's happening over there?
Not a thing, mate. I can tell you that now.
Oh, jeez.
You know why.
There's because... no light. There's no nothing.
No, yeah. And Belinda Carlisle did tell us that. Heaven's a place on earth, Ollie. It's not
true.
It's not the other side. Well, Ted, yeah, maybe stay out of that shed. Ted, stay out of the shed.
Is that a Geronimo song?
Oh, no. Come on.
Is that a Shepherd song I should have said, not Geronimo?
Scott, you've died and come back to life?
Hello, Tom and Ollie.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Is it Scott? Yeah,
Scotty, mate. Usually only get Scott when I'm in trouble. But
yeah, right, okay, yeah, cool.
52 years of age, 1988, 9th of May 1988, I got tipped down a mine shaft, suffered a heap of back injuries and internal, so whatnot. Oh. Was put in intensive care, and on the second day, my body sort of went into shock and they had to revive me. That was a bit of an experience.
So you died?
Yeah, your body goes into shock, your heart stops, yeah. So they've got to give you a jump start, get you going again.
Oh, my God. Did you see anything on the other side, Scott?
I had some experiences when I fell, because the distance I was falling, I just believed that it was all over. So because my body relaxed, the doctors say that's why I survived it. But... I saw some flashes of one of my brothers and my mother and all that sort of experience. That was pretty out there, but yeah.
Wow.
And woke up in an intensive care unit after all of that with just a nurse, you know, toweling my head, trying to get my temperature down and, yeah, back with us.
When you woke up, did you wake up feeling woke?
Woke up like you'd been smashed, you know, and like what caused the shock was I was hallucinating. I was they were injecting me with opiates for painkillers,
right.
And I had an hallucination that I was actually my bed was on top of the shaft where I had been working, you know, when the accident occurred.
Right.
And when I was sitting up in bed with back injuries that they didn't want me sitting up, you know, they lay flat, you know, everyone would panic. So I went. That's when my system went into shock. And then they had to revive me. Those couple of hours, what was happening then, I wouldn't have a clue about it. All I know is I woke up and I'd been smashed pretty hard. And,
You could say that you were knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, I was doing dower.
You're pretty woke.
Yeah, knocking on heaven's door.
Tom, thank you for those.
Thank you, Scott.
Insane
for
stories there. Let's move on because that's all there is of those stories. And also because I want to squeeze in this game. Normally a Thursday game. But we're going to do it now. Squeeze it in before Naughty After 9. 133353 if you want to get involved in this one.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Yes, the game that involves going head-to-head with Tom in a musical challenge. 5 songs.
Don't tell me my job's up again.
Mate, your job is always on the line because you don't know the music well enough, and that's why on 133353 you can verse Tom.
If you're a pretty big Triple M fan, come on.
Test your musical muscle. Big prize up for grabs, Triple M t-shirt.
Oh.
A nice Triple M t-shirt from size small to XL.
133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Living Colour, Love Rears Its Ugly Head, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. We're talking high-tech naughty toys after nine.
But Tom, right now your job is on the line as we play a game normally on a Thursday, but today a Wednesday as we're not here tomorrow with all the sport that's going on.
All
so
the footy ball.
How Triple M are you? This is
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M are you?
I take over the buttons here and things just get a little bit crazy.
Wow. This is insane.
We're going to...
And I do want to play one thing.
Great fun, nonetheless.
Yeah, this will be great fun, Ollie.
Okay, mate. Well, there's no buttons here where you sound like an idiot. Oh, wait, there is.
No one is there to make a job for you. Nobody actually wants to employ you. You have to go after it. Wow. So if you want a job, albeit...
STFU, mate. STFU. Now, let's meet our contestant, Jane, who...
No, Janine.
Janine. How are you, Janine?
Hi.
Do you ever get Jane for short?
No, I don't. No.
That's okay, Janine. I'll get it right from now on. Your name's your buzzer, Janine. Are you pretty across the music we play?
Yeah.
Yep.
How long have you been a Triple M fan for, Janine?
Too long to remember.
Yeah, well, I've been working here nearly 2 years, so...
Yeah.
That's what you're up against, mate. That's what you're up against, mate.
Sorry, I couldn't hear Janine because Tom was yelling. What did you say?
Yeah, I was probably listening before you were born.
Yeah, exactly right, Tom. So take that. All right, guys, names of your buzzers. You're playing for a prize, Janine, of a Triple M t-shirt. It's pretty cool. Five songs, the best of five will win. Name the artist and the song.
Do you want me to score again? Because you never score. And
okay,
I
well, maybe you can score instead of winning. That could be fun for you. Let's play the game.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Song number one.
How's that, Sherbet Janine?
Oh, got the order wrong, Janine, but you got...
I know.
You got your buzzer in there and you got it right. How's That by Sherbet?
Oh, good one.
Well done, Janine. Nice. That's an older one.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
How's That?
Okay, let's hear song number two.
Sorry. Oh, Tom.
Janine. Paul
sorry,
Kelly.
You said
Com, so that doesn't count. I mean, you didn't say your name.
It's
Janine, what is it? Oh, no, so we'll give Tom a go, because you've got the first point, Janine.
It's Paul Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Song is?
It's...
And then when she got laid off, she took all the kids. Yeah, anyway, 3, 2, 1.
Can't remember.
Janine, over to you, mate. Paul Kelly.
Yeah, At her door.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, Janine. To her door.
Jeez. Good stuff, Janine.
Tom, you're scoring, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the score?
2-0. Janine, if you get this, you win a Triple M t-shirt and you win my job.
Okay, cool.
Triple M.
Here we go. Song number three.
Nice. Good work.
Tom, I've got to remind you at this point, you need to get this to stay in the game.
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay. I wasn't listening.
No, Tom.
Janine!
Oh, Janine, too slow. I mean,
come
Tom
on, Janine.
Tom.
I mean, I definitely yelled out before you then.
All right, come on, mate.
There is freedom within. There is freedom without. Trying to catch a deluge in a paper cup. Hey, now, don't dream it's over. Don't dream it's over. It's Tim and Neil Finn. And the band is... God damn it.
I'll give it to you because Tim and Neil Finn.
It's Crowded House.
Yeah, it's Crowded House. No, I'll give that to you, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you, Ollie.
Is that fair, Janine? Yeah, I think it's fair.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, give him a go, as we say.
Feature on, he will have his way and she will have her way.
Janine, you've got to give Tom a win sometimes or he gets stroppy.
Oh, shut up, Ollie. Just play the next song.
Okay, here we go. Song number four. 2-1 to Janine.
Yep, good.
So moody.
Janine, powder finger.
Oh, just give us a little.
Yeah. Go on.
Yep. Powder finger.
Need the name of the song, Janine.
This life hasn't turned out quite how I planned. Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah.
Yeah. And what is a life? What's a life full of?
Well, don't give a hint.
This life hasn't turned.
Oh, I've got it. I know what it is. Can I have a go?
I'm going to be
happiness.
3, 2. That's
this happiness.
Tom?
No, it's My Happiness.
Oh, so.
These days, guys.
These days turned out nothing.
When I said what's a life full of? Not happiness. Days.
Does that mean? Oh no, we get to go.
My life is full of happiness.
Yeah,
we get to go to one more song because I need to get this to stay in the game to take it to a tiebreaker.
Song number five for you to stay in the game, Tom. For Janine to win. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, I know this one.
Janine. Screaming
Jet. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Here we go.
Always
get the band.
I'd love to give you a helping hand here, but I don't want to.
Helping hand.
Oh, well done.
That is very good.
And we've got we've got a winner. It's Janine. Very good, Janine.
Well done.
Thank you.
You know your bands. Titles of songs, not so strong, but you've known enough to beat Tom, and that's all it takes.
Hopefully you know how to press some buttons, Janine, because you're coming in here and taking my job.
Cool.
All right, Janine. We'll see you later, mate.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Catch you soon. No. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
See you, Tom. Oh, you lost.
She hung up, so she won't be getting her T-shirt. No, no prize.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.